is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world continues to watch as U.S. and House Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. More from VOA's Patsy Wodakiswara.
The impasse between House Republicans and President Joe Biden over the nation's debt ceiling, the legal limit the U.S. government can borrow to pay its bills, is a gift to America's adversaries, said Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young.
They love this. They love to see chaos in the American system. They love to see that we can't do our basic jobs. It's no less than a test of what works in this world. Does democracy still work, or does the Chinese way work?
The U.S. defaulting on its debts would send shockwaves across global finance. Patsy Wodakiswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says authorities face extremely challenging circumstances along the border with Mexico days before pandemic-related asylum restrictions are lifted.
I think that there is no question that this is going to be extremely challenging. I do not want to understate the severity of the challenge that we expect to encounter.
In fact, a surge of Venezuelan migrants through South Texas has occurred over the last 2 weeks for reasons that Mayorkas says are unclear. Sudan's two warring generals sent their envoys on Friday to Saudi Arabia for talks aimed at firming up shaky ceasefire that after 3 weeks of fierce fighting has killed hundreds and pushed the African country to the brink of collapse, according to three Sudanese officials. Negotiations would be the first between Sudan's military. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global emergency, but the coronavirus is here to stay. The action Friday by the United Nations agency does not mean much for the average person, but at a briefing, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the world must continue to battle COVID-19 outbreaks and be on guard.
This virus is here to stay. It's still killing, and it's still changing. The risk remains of new variants emerging that cause new surges in cases and deaths.
Meanwhile, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is resigning. And Dr. Rochelle Walensky says waning of the COVID-19 pandemic is a good time to make a transition. She sent a resignation letter to U.S. President Joe Biden and announced the decision at a CDC staff meeting Friday. Her last day will be June 30th. At least 200 people have died in flash floods in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
Dozens of survivors were being treated at a hospital in South Kivu province after sustaining injuries during the flood. It's not the first time flooding like this has happened in the area. The last incident of a similar scale in Congo occurred in October 2014 when heavy rainfall destroyed over 700 homes. The United Nations says more than 130 people were reported missing at the time. South Kivu shares a border with Rwanda, which was also hit this week by heavy rains, triggering flooding and landslides, killing 130 people and destroying more than 5,000 homes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese expressed frustration at the United States' continuing efforts to extradite WikiLeaks founder and Australian citizen Julian Assange, saying there is nothing to be served by his ongoing incarceration. Albanese's comments Friday in an Australian Broadcasting Corp interview appeared to escalate diplomatic pressure on the United States to drop the charges against the 51-year-old Assange, who has spent 4 years in Britain's Belmarsh prison fighting extradition to the United States. Before that, Assange had taken asylum for 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.